This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
Sorry. This is the only streamer I got. Hold on. I don't know. Happy New Year. This, you know what, is symbolic of how the whole new year went. I can't even get a nice, good trumpet sound out of my streamer. But at least I got a streamer and it's sparkly. Happy New Year, everybody. It's going to be a better year. I'm not expecting a lot of, sparks and whistles and all sorts of exciting stuff to happen the first few weeks, but I think overall we're going to see a better year. I'm very, very excited to welcome a whole slew of new affiliates. I am very, very excited. We got WEOL from Cleveland, Ohio, and I got to put my glasses on because I want to make sure we don't mess this up. WQAM from Wichita, Kansas. KACT Andrews, Texas. KCLV Clovis, New Mexico. KTUI Sullivan, Missouri. WRWH Cleveland, Georgia. I believe WOL NK is going to also be joining in this week as well, and I am just very, very ecstatic to get new affiliates and have, many new listeners. You know, our older listeners, be nice to the new listeners. Be nice. Okay, there's plenty of me to share. Trust me, I didn't lose any weight over the holiday. So lots of me to share. So congratulations to everybody and all the new stations that, you know, get to have a fantastic lineup with me. All right, so now, man, I got to step it up. So what is my New Year's resolution? To do a better radio show? That's too impossible. To lose weight? To, you know, have less sparklies on my eyes? You know, to be a much more, you know, loving and supportive wife. These resolutions are rough. You know, New Year's resolutions, I can't stand them. You know, the one way to just get yourself kicked out of the New Year's Eve party and just to lose friends and, you know, have people kind of shut you off is to talk about New Year's resolutions, which kind of makes you wonder why I'm bringing it up at the start of my show with all these new affiliates. And it's because, you know what, let's do away with New Year's resolutions. Well, first of all, why do we have New Year's resolutions? Well, the reason why is I did this to my husband. My husband, you know, we're going out to eat on New Year's, and what does he do? You know, we want meat. We want red meat. And I'm like, well, you got to eat less red meat. All right, so how do you shut the wife up? It'll be a New Year's resolution. Ah, there's New Year's resolution. New Year's resolutions basically shut up the in-laws, the wife, the kids, but you're smoking. It shuts everybody up till New Year's. If you say it's a New Year's resolution, nobody brings it up until January. And it almost gives you a free pass. You know, I was yelling at somebody in my family going, why aren't you working out? Why aren't you going to the gym? That's my New Year's resolution. And it worked. It shut me up because I'm like, all right, well, they made a New Year's resolution. New Year's resolution is kicking the can down the road. And then when we do make New Year's resolutions, I ask, so what's your New Year's resolution? Well, people say, well, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to quit smoking. I'm going to drink less. I'm going to go to church more. I'm going to spend more time with the kids. I'm going to make more money. I'm going to get rich. I'm going to get a boyfriend or girlfriend. Okay, these are insurmountable. The reason why we hate New Year's resolutions is because nobody ever meets their New Year's resolution. Ever. Well, I'm going to buy a new house and I'm going to go on a vacation to Tahiti. Well, okay, I mean, maybe if you already have the plans, but that's not a New Year's resolution. So, you know, if you really want to change things up, you got to do baby steps. Okay? And I talk about this each year, and if anybody actually listened, you know, I think it would help. So, for example, anytime I've been on a diet, the diets always say, drink more water. When I did Weight Watchers when I was younger, they said, drink more water. So then maybe rather than coming up with I'm going to lose 20 pounds, Why don't you come up with, you know what, I'm going to drink more water. Or I'm going to substitute four meals a week with a salad. You could do it, people. Okay, yeah, okay, okay, maybe two meals a week with a salad. Okay, is that more palatable? Geez, now I'm going to, you know, eat less red meat. You know, little baby steps. You know, or I'm going to lose 5 pounds in the month of January. You don't have to come up with 60 pounds or 20 pounds or 40 pounds. What about 5 pounds? What about making a smaller goal? Then you make that smaller goal, it starts to feed you and get you all excited to make more goals. Okay? Now, what about being a more loving wife? Let's skip that one. Become better at sex. Not going to happen. So stop smoking. Stopping smoking, trust me, that's hard. You know, when you hear a non-smoker say, you need to quit smoking, anybody smoking out there is like, okay, you're blowing it out your ear. But when it comes to, you know, smoking cessation, there's tons of free stuff out there. There's quit lines. There's medications that insurance pays for. You know, there's doctors, there's telemedicine. So if you want to cut back on smoking, all right, and you don't think you could quit smoking, well, then why don't you say, okay, you know what? I'm going to smoke 2 cigarettes less a day. That's doable. That's a little bit more doable. Yeah, there's lots of people out there that could help. What about the making more money? Okay, I'm going to make more money. All right, well, that's hard. You know, I mean, if you could make more money, you would have done it in, you know, 1999. You would have done it in 2005. You know, we always make a New Year's resolution. You know, I'm going to get rich. I'm going to, okay, none of us have won the lotto. All right, none of us got the, you know, royal flush. All right, you know, but if you want to have more money, you can, like, take a little bit of extra money out of your checks. Like, I'm going to take $5 or $10 out, and I'm going to put it away each week or each month, you know, so I could start building up a little pile of money. You could do that, you know. You could say, you know what, I am going to, you know, rather than buy paper plates and paper cups, I'm going to actually use plates and wash the dishes, and then you save that money, and then you put that money in a jar. So, same thing with smoking. You know, the money that you save on smoking, you can put in a jar. So, there's little baby steps. Getting a girlfriend and a boyfriend. I know, I've talked to, you know, my kids about this. I got to meet the girlfriend yesterday. Stone's girlfriend. Oh, she's amazing. Oh, I got to meet this again. I like it. Oh, I was on my best behavior. Oh, my God, I was on my best behavior. I wasn't annoying at all. But, you know, a lot of people, because of the lockdown, they don't really have a lot of love in their lives. So they're like, you know what, this is the year I'm going to get a boyfriend or girlfriend. No. Make a New Year's resolution that you're going to go on a date. Make a New Year's resolution that you're going to, you know, be a little bit more social. And I know we have to be virtual. All right. Personally, I think what I should have on my New Year's list is I want to really, really perfect. And totally choreograph. I really want to perfect my mask wearing. I want to be like the best mask wearer out there. That's what I'm going to do. 1-877-DR-SALLY. Don't go away.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I have a question for you guys. I'd love to hear your answers. And call in at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If the vaccine came to your neck of the woods, when you were able to get the vaccine, we've been hearing about the vaccine now for months. It's a two-shot vaccine. Pfizer, you get within 21 days of each other, two shots. Moderna, 28 days apart. Both shots are supposed to help give an immunity to the COVID vaccine so you don't get, or the COVID virus, so you don't get a severe COVID illness. They're about 95% effective with the two-shot dose. Very exciting stuff. Happened in quote-unquote warp speed. I'm not a fan of the name warp speed, but it happened in warp speed. Fantastic. However, You might not get two shots. You might not get the full dose. Medical officials are looking at what's going on across the United States and going, wait a second here. Maybe what we need to do is get more people the vaccine and give everybody less of the vaccine in order to vaccinate more. Apparently the rollout didn't go as smoothly as it needed to. So my question to you is, if you did get the vaccine, are you willing to give up your second dose or only take a half dose of the vaccine so more people could have access to the vaccine? 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. Why are we here? Why are we now discussing the possibility of having a half shot or just putting off the second dose in the series so more people will get it? Well, when we started to roll out the vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine, I commend the medical centers and the medical workers and the nursing and the staff that implemented it, because remember, they're in the middle of fighting a pandemic. Not to mention, this is the busiest time of year for them. So they had to stop everything and do the paperwork and do the rollout and fill out all the government papers and the checks and balances when it came to cooling or defrosting, shall we say, the medications and making sure they weren't out of the refrigerator or freezer too long. So hospitals had enough on their plate. But then what happened? As many hospital workers said, I'll pass. They didn't want to get the vaccine. So many of these hospitals have said, well, look, we have 80,000 employees. We have 50,000 employees. Give us 50,000 shots, which is right. They should have. The problem is if half of the people within that hospital system said, nah, I don't want to get the vaccine, now there's extra doses. So you would think it would be simple. If there's extra doses, go ship it to somebody else. The problem is once they leave for Pfizer, that negative 74 degree home that it had, you only have days to, give it out. Because it's in the refrigerator. I believe it's only okay to be in the refrigerator for a few days. Moderna can last a little longer. But many hospitals then said, well, look, if we don't have a lot of healthcare providers wanting to get the shot and we have all these extra, then who wants it? Because these are about to get thrown out. So non-healthcare workers got the shots, and I understand that. I mean, if the shot's going to get thrown out, give it to somebody. But a little bit prior to that, we had the cluster of CEOs and suits getting the shots when healthcare workers, should have gotten the shots. We have admins and executives and people getting the shots while we have healthcare workers and other hospitals and facilities not getting the shots. So the rollout, just wasn't that well planned, considering. I do not blame the hospitals. I do not blame the workers. I just kind of blame the whole situation. Then we have this mutant COVID. And this mutant COVID of all the things that got mutated on it was the spike protein. Well, the spike protein is exactly what our vaccines are designed to prime our immune system to identify. So we are possibly re-looking at, do we have to tweak our vaccines? Right now, we're being assured that the vaccine should work for both. How they know that, I don't know. But they're telling us, calm everybody down. Vaccine should work. All right, hopefully it's general enough where it'll work. In fact, viruses change, viruses mutate. I feel confident that our vaccines will have some protection. But we also have an issue of now some of the allergic reactions and the side effects. So we are seeing a huge gamut of side effects from the vaccines. Common for vaccines, arm soreness, fatigue, feeling flu-like, but we've also had multiple reports of severe allergic reactions and anaphylaxis, people not being able to breathe. And so one very concerning, unfortunate event that we've seen is many healthcare workers report seeing somebody before them or after them get an allergic reaction to the shot. So then down the line, word goes down the line, just like telephone, and some people are like, I'm going to pass. So, you know, if we had everybody ready to go, everybody lined up, everybody on board, inject, bring in a new shipment, the next group. But it's not happening that way. Right? There's a lot of time being lost because there's a lot of hemming and hawing. Some people say, no, I don't want it. You know, there's discussions that some people will not be able to come back to work if they don't get their vaccine. So it's starting to prove to be a little bit of a mess. Meanwhile, COVID is still spreading. Meanwhile, we still have, you know, multiple deaths happening each day. Our hospitals are full. And COVID is spreading. And so you have people out there saying, look, if there's, you know, healthcare workers, you know, worried about being a guinea pig and they don't want the vaccine, then give it to the people who want the vaccine. You know? And so in the UK, they've decided with the AstraZeneca vaccine, you know what? Even though it's a two-shot dose, we'll just give as many people as possible the one shot. And Moderna is right now in talks with the FDA of maybe doing a half dose rather than the full dose. A half dose. Now, some of you might be thinking, well, where the heck are they coming up with all these new rules? We were under the impression it had to be, you know, a full 0.3 cc's or 0.5 cc's or whatever the dose is. And, you know, you had to be right on the money in terms of getting it 4 weeks later for the Moderna, 3 weeks later for the Pfizer. Well, when you're in a public crisis, people tweak the rules. And that's really what we're seeing. We're seeing a tweak of the rules. And so with that, you know, it might not really seem to be that consistent. All right, so I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Are you comfortable with sharing your dose so other people get the dose? Are you comfortable with getting partial doses so more doses in that vial can be given out to people? We got callers on the line. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hey. All right. Welcome to the Dr. Dahlia Show. John?
Hello.
Hi, John. How are you? Where are you calling from, John?
I'm good. Cleveland.
Fantastic. What's going on?
Well, if you're talking, first of all, you're talking about New Year's resolution.
Yep.
And I got a resolution suggestion for you.
All right.
In the first 15 minutes of your show, you used the terminology you know 40 times. Sometimes more than once a sentence. That is such bad grammar. You know.
I know. It's not the best grammar. I agree. I'll work on that.
Thanks.
And? Wow. All right. Wow. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So how do you approach the future runoff or the future, shall we say, rollout of the vaccine? Are we okay with things getting changed? Are we okay with deciding to do a half dose and not getting the full dose? Personally, I believe that there will be, based on what I've seen with the data, there will be some immunity. What I cannot, though, guarantee, and I don't think many of us could guarantee, is if it's the type of immunity that you need. Now, we're going to be talking about in the next segment side effects that we're seeing and some of the side effects reported with the vaccine. We are unfortunately starting to harbor many theories and suspicions that maybe the half dose or the doses that are suggested to be maybe split are in relationship to the huge numbers of calls for side effects. Now, again, I don't want to spread any conspiracy theories. You know, I believe the vaccine overall is safe, but we're hearing some funny stuff. So let's go into the next segment and we'll talk about side effects. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Bags under the eyes, Crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In November, President Donald Trump issued an executive order accusing Chinese officials of increasingly exploiting U.S. markets. As a result, China Unicom Hong Kong, China Mobile, and China Telecom will each be delisted from U.S. markets. Senator John Kennedy, the bill's author, says Communist China has been the bully on the playground of America's stock exchanges for years, and that stops today. End quote. Democrat representative from California Nancy Pelosi won speakership for the fourth time in a very close vote. The 216-209 vote was closer than most expected. Georgia's Senate runoffs are likely headed to dramatic finishes Tuesday as both parties prepare to sprint down the finish line. The two races will decide who controls the Senate. The contest has GOP Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler against Democrats John Ossoff and the Reverend Warnock. USA Radio News. With tens of millions of Americans discounting the 2020 election as ripe with fraud and corruption, GOP Texas Senator Ted Cruz leads the fight against certifying the final electoral count Wednesday. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott reports.
Senator Cruz of Texas and 11 other Republican senators plan to challenge President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College victory on Wednesday. Senator Cruz tells Fox News this is an extraordinary time in our country's history.
We've seen in the last 2 months unprecedented allegations of voter fraud, and that's produced a deep, deep distrust of our democratic process across the country. I think we in Congress have an obligation to do something about that. We have an obligation to protect the integrity of the democratic system.
Republicans hope to establish a commission to determine who gets the Electoral College votes
to assess these claims of fraud.
They're calling for a 10-day audit of each state in question. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
We are USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So COVID vaccine side effects have been reported and little bits here on social media and in the news. There was an unfortunate event that happened to a 32-year-old physician in Mexico, where she unfortunately went into an encephalomyelitis, where they believe that after she received the vaccine, she ended up having seizures, started to have respiratory problems, had a rash, so she was admitted to the ICU, and then unfortunately, we haven't really gotten any more information. We believe she's okay, but when you hear cases like this, you know, it makes people a little nervous. There was a healthcare worker in Oregon who had a severe allergic reaction, and then I hear from healthcare workers all the time that, you know, they've seen some severe reactions within their healthcare settings, but still the numbers are much, much lower than what we would see with the flu shot or what we would see with other vaccine rollouts. So health officials are still thinking that this is a win, where, you know, we've come up with a vaccine that had relatively, you know, milder side effects, and there's still the push to get people to get the vaccine, because if you've ever seen somebody with COVID, and if you've ever seen somebody suffer with COVID or be on a ventilator, it's crushing. And it's really hard to convince those of us in the healthcare field that the vaccine is worse than COVID itself. However, the public is nervous. Right? The public's nervous. There was a, I don't know who this doctor is. She's a doctor that, I've got to look up her name. I think she also does a radio show. Really nice lady. And she had done a video of her receiving the vaccine, and apparently she was feeling awful. It was, I believe, day 5 or 6, and it's been circulating on the internet. And, you know, she says she'll do it again. You know, she'll get the vaccine again, but she's not, you know, feeling well, and she's feeling achy, and she doesn't think it's COVID. She thinks it's the vaccine. And so, you know, when you have doctors speak out about vaccine side effects, it starts to make the average person think, well, wait a second here. You know, we trust doctors. So if doctors are telling us that the vaccine can make them feel kind of cruddy, you know, we should listen. So people keep asking, where are we going from here? And when are we going to find out that we were, this isn't my question, but people want to know, when will they find out that they were quote unquote lied to? I don't think anybody's lying to you. I think what's been happening this whole time is the virus caught us with our pants down. There's been another report that this was a lab accident. It wasn't somebody eating a bat in the Wuhan market. So we're dealing with something that might have been tinkered with. You know, man-made, tinkered with. We're dealing with a virus that we didn't get a lot of information from when it came to China or the World Health Organization saying, what do you have on this? Nobody really kind of spoke up. We're dealing with a vaccine that we had to produce very quickly. Now, mind you, the technology has been around. The mRNA technology that we're using for Pfizer and Moderna, that's been around for a little while. So this isn't brand new technology. It's tested technology, but the vaccine is new. And then you start to hear that people have some allergic reactions. There were a couple reports in Israel of two men having heart attacks after the vaccine. We don't know if the vaccine induced a heart attack or they were older. Heart attacks happen. We have thousands upon thousands of heart attacks that happen in the country, you know, each month. So the problem with vaccines and side effects is it's very difficult to come up with an association. It's very difficult to say something caused something else because it's hard to prove. Now, if more people seem to have a similar effect in a similar time frame, then we could see more of an association. But it's really hard to have direct evidence that something does something else. So part of the public's okay with that, saying, fine, just keep moving forward with the vaccine. We need to stop COVID. Other parts are saying, wait a second, I'd like to wait. Well, now we're being approached with the offer of a half dose or spreading out the vaccine so more people get it. On one end, it seems like a brilliant idea, because if you're vaccinating, you know, one group of people and you have to save the other shot for them and you have to make sure they come back in 21 days or 28 days, there's a lot of logistics. And in all that time, you could be vaccinating other people. So I see how at a time of a pandemic or when it's all hands on deck, it would make sense to try to vaccinate everybody. when you can. But there are some suspicions surrounding the whole side effect issue. We are being told that if you are going to have a severe side effect, you're probably going to notice it on the second shot. So when we heard of multiple first round side effects, and again, a lot of them were mild, you know, I'm not worried, I'll still get the vaccine. But when we heard of multiple first round side effects, you do wonder if health officials are a little nervous about second round. Now, second round is already started. We've already had people start getting their second round shots. And so far we haven't heard much. But then again, if the media doesn't cover it, we might not hear about it. But there is a theory that maybe in the UK, or maybe some people are so concerned that that second shot could cause a side effect, that we would lose a lot of enthusiasm for the vaccine. And so with that, we would then probably, right, or the powers that be would probably want to make sure they get as many people the vaccine as possible before more news breaks on more side effects. I don't know if I'm really going to entertain that theory, but it makes you wonder. You know, we have this crisis here that kind of brewed into even more of a crisis when it didn't have to. So many things could have gone a different way. We could have demanded more information from China. We could have had the World Health Organization be more on top of it. We could have approached our vaccine education, you know, more honestly, saying, you know, look, people, this is what we're doing. There's going to be side effects. There's going to possibly be, you know, some severe reactions. Nobody's lying to you. You know, this idea that people were saying it's 100% safe. 100%. Whenever you tell somebody it's 100% safe, like an election had 100% no fraud, Nobody's going to buy that. You know, you can't talk in absolutes. So I think there should have been an approach and not this salesman-y type of, hey, everybody get the vaccine, I'm going to get the vaccine. And, I think there had to be, you know, a better engagement and better education with it. And then also, I think it really would have helped to not take away somebody's store and somebody's restaurant, right, or somebody's job. Once you take away somebody's job, they're really probably not going to listen to you. You're not going to be their best friend. So if you're the same government official that took away that person's job, and you're saying you need to now get the jab, no job, jab, they're not going to buy it. So, you know, people keep asking, how do I feel about the vaccine? I feel that the vaccine is as safe as the current vaccines we currently have. And I do feel that there are going to be people with side effects. This bitter taste in the mouth is a very intriguing side effect. Some people are saying that when they get the vaccine, they get a bitter taste in the mouth. Now, we've talked about bitter taste. Many times that's your GI system or a medication, maybe depleting some of the zinc, and so you could have an altered taste. But there was a pharmaceutical pharmacist that had suggested that the reason why some medications cause metallic taste is because it affects some of your cranial nerves or your central nervous system. Now, we know the vaccine, the COVID vaccine, could cause some Bell's palsy or paralysis of a facial nerve. So does that mean that the vaccine somehow affects our central nervous system? And so if somebody has a bitter taste in their mouth, what does that mean? Well, we don't know. So it's just, we don't know, we don't know, we don't know. And many people, they want answers before they get the vaccine. Others are like, look, my answer is I'm seeing people die of COVID. So I'll give it to you guys straight, all right? I mean, when I hear something, I'll tell you. I'm not going to hold things back. But I also don't want to perpetuate any suspicions or conspiracy theories. 1-877-DOCTOR-LEY-NO-BOY.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We say goodbye to actress Tanya Roberts. Tanya Roberts died at the age of 65 yesterday. Many of us remember her from the 80s. She was, I can't stand the term Bond girl. Yeah, they call them Bond girls, but she was one of the beautiful actresses that was able to star in a Bond movie, so we still use the term Bond girls, just like Dahlia LeVie and, gosh, there's so many of them out there, Halle Berry. But Tanya Roberts, she was in A View to a Kill, That 70s Show. She was a Charlie's Angels. She has died at the age of 65. Reportedly, she was walking her dogs on Christmas Eve and collapsed. She was then hospitalized and placed on a ventilator. Unfortunately, she didn't come out of it and passed away. Initial reports are saying her death is not COVID-related, but we're unsure what happened. It could have been a cardiac event, could have been a stroke, blood clot, we're not sure. But unfortunately, she died at only 65 years old. Larry King, currently hospitalized with COVID-19, we're being told, in Los Angeles. Media giant Larry King, veteran broadcaster, TV host, he is 87 years old. Apparently, he's been dealing with COVID now for almost 2 weeks. Larry King I met at one of the Talkers Magazine conferences. Very, very nice. Very, very funny. Yeah, personally, I think he's a great guy. And he is tough. Very, very tough. He's been battling prostate cancer, lung cancer, diabetes. He had a stroke. He had a heart attack. Well, apparently he's been now battling COVID-19. So he's currently being hospitalized in Los Angeles now. If we receive any information, we'll tell you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a lot of drama coming up in the next few days for those of us expecting 2021 to go by without a hitch and to be a breeze. It's not going to be. It's probably going to be just as dramatic, maybe more. There's a meme up where you see stormtroopers trying to hide from what's coming behind the door, maybe on the Millennium Falcon, and then instead they show a picture of Darth Vader as 2021. And if you're Star Wars fans, you could see that there were some mistakes done with the pictures. But we were all saying, oh, when 2020 ends, 2021 is going to be a breath of fresh air, and everything's going to be fine in 2021. Nah. It's just drama after drama. Right now, House Democrats are asking FBI Chief Chris Wray to open criminal probes into Donald Trump's, quote, "Find Me Votes" phone call to Georgia's Secretary of State. They are accusing the president of solicitation to commit election crimes. Now, this back and forth on what happened with the election has left many people confused, and I think this election probably will go down in history as one of the biggest clusters. I have never seen so many videos or seen so many, you know, reports of voter fraud, but I've also, you know, never seen any sort of issue where judges just kept pinging it out, saying, nope, 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 we're not going to entertain it. And so January 6th is supposed to be a huge day for President Trump, in which GOP senators are going to contest the electoral votes. If the election didn't have integrity and if there was fraud, the senators and the those involved with the electoral process can choose whether to speak out or not. If they feel there was no fraud and Joe Biden won the election, then we'll see that too. So January 6th is being built up to be a huge revolution. There's supposed to be crowds and parades and rallies. I'm not sure what's going to, shall we say, what's going to unfold. There's a lot of head scratching with what happened with this last election. I know in my neck of the woods, there's a lot of things that didn't make sense. Is it enough to overturn an election? I've told you guys how I feel. If something's contaminated, the whole thing's contaminated. And we need to make sure that the next or the current experiment in a lab is done appropriately, because contamination means all the data is voided. But there's a lot of debate on whether the election process was contaminated. So right now, everything, all eyes are on the Senate race in Georgia that's happening, where the fate of the Senate. I mean, it couldn't have been a movie, couldn't have screenplayed this any better. The fate of the Senate rides on a Georgia election where half the country feels the election process has room for fraud. The other half of the election, the other half of the country says, nope, people are tired of the Republicans. So we'll see what happens on Tuesday. But President Trump needs states, and especially the Republican states, the red states, that have had supposed fraud, yet votes go to Biden, to speak up and find where, I guess, his votes are. I can't comment on, you know, what happened in Georgia. I can't comment on what happened in Nevada. It's still a mystery, but, you know, when you see so much support for somebody, more support than any other Republican president, you just kind of do wonder where the votes went. And so it's frustrating, and, you know, we'll see what happens. But apparently January 6th is going to be it's going to be a mess. I'm not looking forward to it at all. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, one of you was asking about telemedicine, and okay, so one of our questions from our listeners, they want to be anonymous, but please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, is telemedicine going to be the primary care, or where patients are going to be encouraged to go for the next year? Many of you who have signed up for health insurance might have noticed that there's a telemedicine company on your plan where you can, for no copay, shall we say, use a telemedicine platform, contact a doctor or a medical provider, get medical advice. And then for your regular doctor or somebody in network, maybe it's a little bit more out of pocket, etc. So telemedicine is going to be bigger than it's ever been in the next year, 2021. I work for a couple telemedicine companies. I love doing telemedicine. Many times, however, have to urge that the patient have a visit in person with somebody. If I think they have an appendicitis attack, if I think they're having a heart attack, if I think their blood sugars are out of control, if I think they're having a Guillain-Barré. I had a patient the other day who had some weird leg issues after her partner had been exposed to COVID. And she said her legs felt weird and has never felt this way before. Could be blood clots, could be electrolyte abnormality, but Guillain-Barré is a neurological condition that could affect the nerves when somebody gets sick. We've seen it with vaccines, we've seen it with infections, so I had to say, you have to go to the hospital. Unfortunately, what I'm seeing with a lot of patients that call telemedicine is they don't want to go to the hospital, obviously. They don't want to see a doctor in person. They want the telemedicine provider to handle it all. We're not there yet. Medicine is still an art. It's not something that we could do over a phone blindly or using, you know, a two-dimensional view on camera. We need to examine you. We need to, you know, listen to your heart, listen to your lungs. The physical exam is more valuable than any CT out there. What we can find on a physical exam is life-saving. So telemedicine doesn't offer as much of a physical exam, obviously. So telemedicine will be huge. I think it'll allow people access immediately and hopefully COVID-free. But realize that there's only so much we could do over the phone, and don't get mad if we recommend that you need to see somebody in person. Great question. Keep your questions coming. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.